It's a pleasure and an honor to talk at the workshop. And I'm going to talk about anthropic and handling on Horizon. And this is joint work between me all to publish soon. So, in the outline, we have mentioned that there are two main themes. One is how we think of every scale when we look at a different scale. And I'm thinking of the role of handling one of the scales. So we start presenting our scaling analysis and what is the scale we want to have in this building. We look at the entropy and the handling that we want to have, and then some stipulations about the role of the potential of in the operation process. Then we look at some other scales, taking E1 as example, and see what gets scaled, what's not, how it goes. And finally, and some other situation, and how it works. And how let's proceed. First, here is experiment, the way put it. Present also a little experiment in greater order. And my tactic is even to meet all the vectors. Because we try to represent everything in the environmental operation and prepare for any computer. The problem scale, the scaling of is the limit of the matrices in networks in little spaces. And so our scaling one up in one anything. And also the next question is what happens if you go up in the scale somehow getting massive again. So we work at fixed scale and bring perfect at fundamental scale, and one of our purposes is to investigate the relations we want to go from one scale to another. Another reason is expectations of black hole energy. Actually, there are only one fundamental scale in the beginning of all. And anyway, when doing intelligent something, we'll look at the same quantity at different levels. Of course, favorite model, black hole, we don't consider dynamics because we don't know how to do it yet. For our purposes, the space geometry was given by some complicated thing, talking about black hole from the point of view of the spherical observer, what is available is information about the number on the surface, right? So everything given about for us force brain completely. So the relative space of space described as a thin network is from a single vertex inside. So, that's a true variant of the private space. And of course, the simplest, easiest way to calculate everybody values of the first step, qubit black. Now, in the legal part information, qubit is just in one option. You even get the result of what you put in and what comes out. Area is proportional to elementary area times the number of qubits. All legal states satisfy the condition of total zeros in the. So we just have count. We get the expression for number of legal states. We can get the symplectic expression. And the way is just logarithm. So far, everything is very simple, and what we do is take this and write it in a slightly complicated form. If you want to talk about entanglement, we need the method. And then the reasonable way, the only reasonable way to represent the entanglement of horizon is equal mixture of all legal states. So entropy becomes the standard expression on Neumann entropy. Both spread. counselor in correction with a protector in the story comma. What is the role of the man? Initially, first question is this reasonable to hear from context like that is why? I mean, gentlemen could afford anything, no notes, in mental going from here to there, no space and liberation on the science issues. The answer is, and it is important to find a regulation. And the experience of the change in entanglement may signify actual change in the system. And apparently one of the professional topics is the role of the men in the conservation. So we need a quantitative description of the men. And the initial question is, okay, how are we going to quantify it? Like I said, it means that it's one of the most investigated and still unknown parts of quantification. For pure states, it's relatively straightforward. Entangled states are the states of the direct problem. So everything you should know, the direct problem is entangled. So, for example, you put to the states in the efficient term, you know, to 0, 1, the state of entangled. The measure of entangled for pure states is the measure of entangled for pure states. In polynomial entropy of experience and schematics. So the procedure goes like this. You reform the schematics, trace out half of the system, and take the entropy of the representative. Of course, with this particular state, maximum entanglement, one entanglement for single state. For each state, that is much more complicated. And the only definition of entanglement is in a sense a negative definition. We have a hierarchy. At the bottom, there are direct forces, just standards of entanglement. Then we have classically correlated or separate things, mixtures of such direct forces. And eventually, we come to entangled states. But these are the states that can be represented as mixtures. Several states. And when it comes to analysis, this question is given more brief. Usually, these formulas are just reduced. Fortunately, if you look at the constraints being imposed on our whole state, we were able to accept the entanglement for different states. So, the measure of entanglement, there are various depending on what are the purposes. Because we have information which is essentially minimal weighted average of an entanglement for the decision of the so if you take a decision power so you state calculate entanglements of the parts, make weighted average, and then minimize the role of the so let's look at some calculations. I'm not going to bother with the proof that what actually calculated is the meaning, but it's possible it's done in a relatively straightforward fashion. So first, we have two units versus the rest, and these two units are in no way assumed to be officially located close apart.
Can you clarify what's the system's using environment
you're
looking at? Is that
this part of the platform? Yes, this is part of the piece of the surface spin network.
So it's some of the black hole rather than coming with the rest of the
black hole? No, it's more impossible than the black hole horizon with the rest. This is why the team is doing the spin network describing the horizon. We just try to see, and final purpose basically is try to see what part of the black hole energy comes from the torus. Just what we can do is we try to mention black hole just accepting the benefits, and what comes from the contaminant in this case. And this is what I'm going to show now.
So you're talking about entanglement of the quanta on the horizon
yes.
With themselves rather than with some environment.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you consider two versions of the rest, convenient basin is an endomorphic basin, and actually successful basin gives minimal composition. we have only two kinds of states, unintended states of zero and government in two and direction, and maximum intended states of speed one. So century comes finished. And again, and we're done, we get the fraction of unintended states in one quarter. So multiply intended of two cubits with direction is three quarters, so three. We can get an expression for larger blocks. The interesting part for us is actually half-half. Let's say, if you try to imagine in the schema that we made in two halves, if some space here, some there, and all the space in which half looks essentially the same work, but more complicated expression. We get the intensive entropy in the half of the network is half of the log n. So now this is a question of entropy of the whole versus entropy
of the community.
We minimize overall possible all possible.
But we know the speed between the
yeah. So we can cannot say this and this are so if the only rule that exists in general is that entropy of the whole is less than entropy of some length of the half. So what we can say more specifically is again in our whole we can trace out half and take the entropy of the remaining dimension. What we get just by the combinatorial expression to number. So in the end, we have this final result. So black hole entropy normal is sum entropy half constant number minus 3 times standard number. So given black hole is not made from independent qubits, or whatever units it will be, different scales or different systems, it's quite its classical parts are based goes on the assumption of independent objects. And quantum correction related to it. So here we are indulging the light of speculation that unintended part is related to operation rate. Again, at present stage, before we do real analysis of dynamics, this is more an exercise than applied numerology, but it's still fun. Makes certain model combination across the very good. So fundamental scales lead us to the distance of frequency. And one component of the analysis was the probability quantum jump, the quantum jump, and have to calculate the probability that K quanta participated with the jump. Well, the formula of the type where the proportionality was proven to be exact. Now, it's very tempting to assume that actually this probability is related to unintended fraction, which immediately was 1/4, and in the power of number of blocks, where each elementary block has whether it's pure numerology or indeed sign something deep on the further work can show. And then the given equation are the scales. And what features the supersystem different scales and what does it? So for example, does this three half is an artifact of speed one half or something different? And we're going into tradition showing the result before the discussion. The three half persist at any scale. And how much should we take factory to see it? Is to look at the degeneracy counting as a random walk, random walk in the mirror. So these are a number of steps in terms of fundamental spin which we analyze. For example, spin one half and two qubits. We have only two options. Either we jump like that and return back to zero and get a number of representations, or we go other way. So we have just two representations and go more complicated. But if we impose S2 variance, we might get our data to find zero spin, essentially it's a random walk in the mirror. The left half doesn't do it. In the case of spin one half, but only one combination. Practical equation. It's a random walk in the mirror that gives zero spin. Usual random walk gives zero minus usual random walk that gives one. And it can be shown that the number of possible processes like that goes to the step of time, so that there is another in the power of number of steps over square root of n signature of random walk. Now this is a true for speed that goes 0 and this is true for 1. So if we try to substitute things, we have to go to the next board and the expansion and we get back row. Now we went explicitly with an expansion for speed 1 and then with some clever arguments for general fields. So entropy factor of 3 half versus. Now again, most people are thinking error is scary. So it's a general source. It's been very simplified. Which is made of certain numbers speed 1 half. Actually, it's a different case of speed 1 half. And then we see that for this case, the most probable speed, the case, highest temperature, is given by this curve form. Again, it's tempting to interpret going from micro to macro. But the same surface may be made out of speed 1 and other. Again, we can estimate the most probable speed. And now look at this spin J, 4. And then number of functions that we ascribe to it is the number of elemental blocks. And the only reasonable requirement of the elemental method doesn't matter where it comes from, the area should be the same. And for this super simple case, we can calculate the ratio of speed 1 to speed 1 half in the elementary blocks that make our speed here. And this is the result. From here starts again a gliding roll. Because surprise, surprise, this change in the ratio of elementary areas squared for square and square root. Again, it should be here, it shouldn't be 1. Otherwise, there will be no possible folding and folding of surfaces and no rescaling at all. Why 2? How real would be 2? We have to go higher and see. We then give a sort of interpretation that, yes, if we try to build the course, start to see half and go to speed 1, we take the most probable number, the most probable general sequence. Number of blocks between 2 and 4 is again indicate of again. This is the level neurology. Other research should be done for the data, but it's an information. From this level neurology, however, we got two categories and pendulum between half the cost of certificate of fundamental in 1 option. And again, we have the same effect. Actually, in this case, we the same formula. But now we can say only that it's true 1. We sort of have a gut feeling that it's true 5 students, but you don't. And now we can go to the list of all questions and the level speculation. We have to then see, in particular, the dilution and how to change then those people really connected to the operation. Because it might happen that imposition is very clean, the number of people's things may not change the value, however. And for the last time, we should have the same solution. Once our object really represents the same as black hole. Then hopefully it's related. But this is part of the exploration. And now I just want to thank you for listening. Thank you.
Questions? Continue.
So there are some things I do not really understand with the setup. So if I have in the EPR case where it's Alex and Bob, and if I consider each one individually and their entanglement, that is different than having the two of them together, right? So the entropy for the joint system is different.
Yes, much less.
Less. So the entropy that comes from the semi-classical calculation shouldn't be the one that corresponds to the whole system. I assume that it has something to do with the access that we have to the whole platform.
I would rather say the semi-classical entropy. The response gets thrown away number of qubits, something like that. N qubits is a 2 to the power n, take logarithm, and log. The subtle stuff should not describe the same classical calculation. General is an n qubit. Usually can't be an n qubit. So, what we've done hints that the difference between what of independent qubit generally is independent. Because we could just take samples of states and come out and we impose constraints. And these constraints require states to be independent. And we just mix them, so then play the role of driving and then everything that's from the building block part.
Any other questions? If not, let's end the meeting. Last session, the starting session will be by the weekend. We talk about one individual and one organization. Thank you.